Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third, the left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second, the second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting third, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh, the catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum juggles the ball. That's an error on Kaum. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball towards left. Goslin settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Goslin. Burnett moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McNeely. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Averill moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Morgan scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. McNeely moves to second. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for George Blaeholder. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Styles now pitching. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNeely. Porter reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Levy reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Levy moves to third. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Styles covering, for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stiles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Levy hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Stiles moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Levy moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive towards first. Morgan catches it and steps on first to double up Burns. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress is walked intentionally. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into left field. Goslin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goslin. Morgan moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Vosmick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Com for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melillo moves to second. Frank O'Rourke pinch hits for Raleigh Stiles. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Stiley now pitching. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNeely. Averill reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 8-0, Indians. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan scores. 2 outs. It's 9-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Crouch now catching. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goldman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crouch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller bunts in front of the plate. Crouch scoops up the ball and tags Miller for the out. 2 outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Crouch interferes with Porter, who is awarded first base. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill is hit by the pitch. Porter moves to third. Burnett moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. Burnett scores. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 12-0, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground for a single. Morgan moves to third. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Grimes pinch hits for Fred Stiley. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burns strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.